my gosh, you know what time it is?
Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
Woo! Guess what? It's time for Coffee with Kane and...
Mr. Kane.
Oh, hi, Mr. Kane. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
All right.
I mean, I've been awake too long. I am going to reveal that.
Oops.
If I sneeze in the middle of this, cover for me, okay?
Yeah, I got you.
Because
in tight.
Something very... I don't know what's happened. Wait, here it comes.
Oh, I got this. I'm just going to talk for just a few minutes while Mrs. Kane sneezes.
All right, sorry. I don't know. Probably some dust in this room. Anyway, so how you doing? Thank you, Joey.
You're welcome.
It is Thursday, right? You are supposed to be here, right?
I don't even know what day of the week it is, but I think so. I think I'm supposed to be here.
I wonder if Dave Cater's listening right now, because he was listening at 6 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid that he may bump you out of your spot next Thursday.
Oh. Dave Cater. Love Dave Cater.
Yeah. Awesome dude.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Dave Cater.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Anyway, so you got anything interesting going on today?
No. Sermon writing.
Oh, yeah. No, thanks.
Yeah,
I've done that. Day. I've done that. I don't care for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing today.
It's very serious business. It requires all of my synapses firing, and I just don't. I don't have the energy for that today. Oh, Dave Cater says, I'm here. And we sound great. He loves us. We love you, dude. Okay, so if you're listening right now, I want you to really think about what we're fixing to talk about. Because I try to bring you something, Mr. Kane, that we can discuss. Yeah. We'll get off in the weeds. I am aware of this.
Yeah.
But I try to bring you something we can talk about that is... interesting to everyone.
Sure.
And I saw this new report that says living the American dream now costs over $5 million. I guess we ain't living the American dream now, are
no,
we?
Nope. I'm out. Drop the mic.
Oh wait, it doesn't say you earn $5 million. It says it costs $5 million. Okay, that yeah. Anyway, that's up 14% from last year due to the rising cost of eggs. Retirement, eggs, healthcare, eggs. I'm just kidding. Raising kids and, yeah, groceries. Yeah.
Yep.
I have some advice on how you can claw your way to $5 million.
Okay.
You can win the lottery.
Sure.
All right.
Good luck with that.
You can become an NBA star.
Yeah. Okay.
Or you're going to like this one. Stop spending money on stupid stuff. Okay.
Let's define stupid.
All right. So, I had to go to Reddit for this stuff.
Sure.
Because Reddit is the source for everything.
Yeah.
And someone said, you know, what is the most expensive item you've seen someone buy that they basically never use? And the number one answer was a motorhome, RV, or camper.
Wow. Yeah.
So we borrowed our friend Casey's
a
couple of different times and realized that it was a lot more effort than we were willing to purchase.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you have to do the maintenance and upkeep, and it was a lot. It was stressful for us pulling a trailer because neither one of us had ever done that before.
No, true.
And, you know, just the whole prep and taking all your stuff, and you're only going for the weekend because you have jobs. And so, yeah, that was what talked us out of getting a camper. I don't know about other people, but
yeah,
I mean, it and some of them are a lot. I looked at one that was $185,000 over in Illinois one time.
I meant to tell you, babe, I made a small purchase.
Yeah. You're hilarious. Yeah. Then there's like a really pricey accessory, like a purse or a blingy watch. Listen, if my watch is not answering my phone calls or text messages, plus tracking my fitness and, you know, helping me to do a whole bunch of other things. I don't want it.
No.
And if I'm spending that much money, it better be smarter than me.
I hope so.
But well, a purse.
Okay,
so there are these people who buy these Birkin bags. Do you know what a Birkin bag is?
No, it's a bag.
Okay, but you've seen The Devil Wears Prada, right?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
So do you remember the scene in the cafe where her friend, she gives her friend the Birkin bag?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a purse.
Yeah.
It's just leather. The only thing that, quote unquote, makes it worth tens of thousands of dollars is the name of the designer.
Yeah.
It's still the same product as something that doesn't have that name on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel it. I will go to TJ Maxx.
Mm-hmm.
I might, for a really, really special occasion, might spend $100 on a bag, but I haven't done that in decades. So anyway, we had kids. I saw something else on the list, a commercial grade deli slicer.
Oh, yeah. You remember the Seinfeld episode where Kramer got a deli slicer?
No. Oh, I had forgotten about that.
Yeah.
Okay, but you've worked in a deli at a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Is it hard to use?
No.
Is it worth having at home?
No.
Exactly. Now,
if you had the opportunity to process a lot of meat all the time in a variety of ways, then, yeah, it would be really cool. Like, I'd love to have one to make jerky out of, because you could slice the meat really thin.
Oh, instead of grinding it and mashing it flat like you guys do. Yeah, y'all do make a lot. You and the boy do make a lot of jerky.
Yeah, so, you know.
Well, when I was growing up, we lived in Germany for like 3 years. And so we got a lot of fresh bread because we lived next door to a bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mom at like a tag sale, you know, someone was selling this it was quote unquote broken bread slicer that you cranked. And it was just that the handle was broken, and my dad just kind of, you know, engineered a new one for it. And my mom used that forever. I don't know whatever happened to it. It may be somewhere in her house. But anyway, it sliced bread, and we loved that thing because you could make it really, really thin or you could make it really thick. And it's, you know, it was always evenly sliced.
Yeah.
What about
an expensive purchase, though?
Okay, so we have bought refrigerators. Would you ever buy one of those smart ones with the screen on it?
You know, I don't know.
I do. We know someone who has one, but I don't know that they use it to its fullest extent. I don't know that they even care that they have it.
No,
they're older, so. Yeah, I don't need a smart fridge with a giant touch screen that sends me text messages and says, you need milk. That's me texting you.
Yeah, you're the smart fridge for us.
And then, okay, so I had a funny conversation with our son the other day. So collecting stuff for hobbies is another, expense. Collecting craft supplies is its own hobby, this person said. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about the amount of Cricut, what's that stuff called?
The vinyl?
Yes, that my sister has.
Yeah, right.
Like, towers of Cricut vinyl, just towers, so much.
Yeah.
It's just, and we had a friend who scrapbooked years ago, and she had an entire room filled with paper and supplies for scrapbooking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have one scrapbook.
I don't know that I have any either.
I did some pages one time at a like an event.
Yeah.
They never went into a scrapbook. Anyway, and here's the funny thing that the boy said. It involved having some money, and he said, I'm going to go out and buy some Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of Beanie
Babies.
And I was like, yeah, okay. Like he ever cared about the Beanie Babies when he was little. Collecting tools for fixing things? I'm going to shield my eyes from you, sir.
Hey now. let's just take a step back. Here on this one.
How many saws do you own?
What kind of saws?
just ones that spin or reciprocate?
One, two, six.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You don't ever use, I use them more than you do.
Well, but I've used them in the past.
In the past, sure. This one person said their uncle's not even a handyman. He doesn't do projects, and yet he has a large room full of expensive tools, all neatly arranged and organized.
That's perfect.
That's dumb. Okay, so somebody said they bought a Peloton 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, height of the pandemic. Everybody was buying Pelotons.
Mm-hmm.
I think I already had a treadmill when that hit, didn't I?
You didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I had to get a second one because the first one broke.
I think I broke it.
Oh. Sorry. I wasn't pointing any fingers on that one.
I think
it was partly my fault, though, because I didn't know you were supposed to oil underneath the tread.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was my bad. A boat. Have you ever wanted a boat?
You know, yeah, sometimes. There have been times when I wanted a boat.
They're even more expensive than a camper, I think.
Yeah, I think you're
right. As far as the upkeep and maintenance. And you have to have somewhere. How many times have you driven into St. Louis and there's that giant storage place on the right-hand side?
Yes.
With, like, the metal roofs and
the
gravel yard. Yep. And there are so many boats and RVs in there that people do not use on a regular basis. It feels like a black hole. What about a gym membership? Now that is a black hole.
Yeah, that is.
Stop spending money on a gym membership. Apple Vision Pro. Would you ever get like smart glasses?
Oh, smart glasses. No.
You wouldn't want Google Glass or anything like that?
I don't think so.
I'm not interested.
No.
I can look at my watch or my phone. I don't need my glasses to tell me what's happening around me. A horse? Oh, man, I hope that your mom's not listening.
Oh, Grammy, if you're listening. Ouch.
Okay, this says, a lot of animals can apply, even pets. Many people don't consider the cost of a lifetime of care when they see a cute baby animal. Listen, what's that horse's name?
Jesse.
She's had that horse a really long time, but that horse is like
18 years. 30?
33. The horse is 33?
Yeah.
The horses aren't supposed to live that long.
No, not necessarily.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think that Jesse and your mother probably are not in a position to be riding on a regular basis anymore.
No.
It becomes a... It's like those parrots that people have for a really long time. Or like Screamy the cat at our house. Like, you're 20. You're skin and bones. When are you going to die?
I don't know. But it is a commitment to have an animal.
Yes, it is. And so, we have kept them all and will continue to keep them until they are no longer with us. And then I'll have to replace her with something else.
Mm-hmm.
I really want one of those miniature schnauzers.
Oh, my gosh.
Or Scotties or whatever.
The ones that require like $300 haircuts once a month?
You stop it. Don't disillusion me. Gaming systems.
Yeah.
I ain't pointing fingers.
Listen, I play it.
Okay.
You are not awake. I play
it. Okay. Where's my Wii, by the way?
It's in the closet.
We should get the Wii out. I really want to beat you up with the little Wii Sports Resort thing on the pedestal where I can just pound you.
Which reminds me, we are looking for a marriage counselor.
Speaking of marriages, a wedding dress.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay. So I've seen some people who have spent tens of thousands of dollars on wedding dresses, wear it for an hour and a half, put on a different dress, never wear the dress again, and then they get divorced 3 years later.
Mm-hmm.
I did not spend extra money on my dress when I married you because I had just bought a dress for my grandmother's funeral less than 6 months before. Granted, it was a suit dress, and it was black on the bottom, and it had this yoke across the shoulders that was white, and it was actually a very beautiful dress.
It was.
I think I spent $65 on it, or maybe $55.
I had to go buy a suit.
You did have to get a suit for our wedding, but you wore it, again, many times. Did you give that to the boy?
Yep.
Yeah. You still have the tie, though, right?
I do.
I still have the dress. I don't fit in it. I can fit maybe one thigh in it.
I don't fit in the tie, either.
Yeah, that's a lot. Baby girl was very economical with her dress when she got married. So
yes, she was.
We'll see. And then the other thing, and a lot of people growing up in the Midwest, people have random pianos. A grand piano is too much to buy. Maybe a baby grand, but a lot of people buy upright pianos. You know what I think? Go to Sam's or Costco or whatever and buy a weighted keyboard like we bought for baby girl.
Well, yeah. But if you're like an accomplished pianist,
that's different though.
In your house.
If you're a professional pianist,
but if you just
want to
play,
different.
You know, chopsticks and hot cross buns, then yeah, get a keyboard.
Well, or you just want to, you know, make your own music. I mean, she's 28, and we bought that for her in like fifth grade. So along with your parents and my parents, we split the cost.
Your grandparents helped us out.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, that was a reasonable expensive purchase.
Sure.
But and that's not a collection. Although I do know churches collect upright pianos.
No, they don't.
People think they do.
Right. So a little public service announcement from your old Uncle Dave. Stop sending your pianos to the churches. They don't need them. We have several that are
One, two, three, four that I know of.
Yeah.
But there may be more. So, yeah. Make sure you ask before you drop a piano off at a church because they may not need it. Anyway, the baby girl only took a year of piano lessons, but she still uses that piano. So,
sure.
I mean, she had to learn piano in college.
Yeah, that's different.
That was a little different. Anyway, so I didn't bring up anything that we bought that was expensive that we never used.
Well, I think you insinuated there were a couple things that I own that we shouldn't use, that we don't use.
Do you see anything that I have bought that was really expensive that I never use?
No, you use everything that was really expensive that you bought.
Yeah, for work. Yeah. I'm serious. Are you just saying that to pacify me?
Yes.
Shut up. You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
That's funny.
All right. What was that you said about a marriage counselor?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Already. Okay. Well, that's it. That's all. We didn't even have a squabble about the expensive things.
No.
I feel like we're pretty good with each other's spending habits most of the time, so.
Yeah, I think we're pretty good.
I know what you spend on, so there's no room to talk either way, right?
That's true. That's true.
That's why we're still married.
That's it.
Thanks, Mr. Kane.
Thanks, Ms. Kane.
All right. We'll see you next time for Coffee with Kane and
Mr. Kane
here on B104.3.